This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Do you believe God will accept all worship that human beings offer to Him if they are sincere in their worship? Many Americans would be disturbed and even angered if we insist, as we must, that God rejects some forms of worship. How can we arrive at that conclusion? The Apostle Paul admonished the Colossians, "Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks unto God and the Father by Him." Colossians 3:17. If we engage in activities that are not authorized, we have no right to expect our worship to be pleasing to God. He alone is the one who decides what our worship must be. In His inspired Word, He has outlined what He expects in worship. In the late 1880s, students at Columbia Theological Seminary in Columbia, South Carolina, asked their professor, Dr. John L. Gerardo, why he opposed the use of mechanical instruments of music in worship to God. In response to their questions, Dr. Gerardo wrote a very scholarly book with the title, Instrumental Music in the Public Worship of the Church. One excerpt from Dr. Gerardo's book should be enlightening for those who think only Churches of Christ oppose instrumental music. Attention at the outset is invoked to the considerations which serve to establish the following controlling principle. A divine warrant is necessary for every element of doctrine, government, and worship in the church. That is, whatsoever in these spheres is not commanded in the Scriptures, either expressly or by good and necessary consequence from their statements, is forbidden. Page 1. Jeremiah does not use the same kind of language Dr. Gerardo does, but he arrives at the same theological position. The prophet quotes God as saying, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not listened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. Now please listen carefully to God Himself. To what purpose comes there to me incense from Sheba, and the sweet cane from a far country? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, nor your sacrifices sweet to me. Jeremiah 6:19-20. Liberal theologians often deny that God authorized sacrifices. They believe the priestly class within the nation was responsible for burnt offerings, incense, and such like. That simply is not the case. There are many passages in the Mosaic Covenant that required the Jews to offer sacrifices of various sorts. But God did not always accept the sacrifices because of the immoral behavior of His people. If they lied, committed adultery, mistreated their neighbors, and engaged in other immoral activities, their sacrifices would not substitute for godly conduct. Their sacrifices were often abominable in the sight of God. God warned the people, You shall not sacrifice unto the Lord your God any bullock or sheep wherein is a blemish or any defect whatsoever. For it is an abomination unto the Lord your God. Deuteronomy 17:1. God asked the Israelites, To what purpose comes there to me incense from Sheba, or sweet cane from a far country? Sheba, a country in southwest Arabia, was a trade center of spices and incense. The sweet cane may have been imported from India. These items were acceptable if and only if they were offered in harmony with God's law and from sincere hearts. Even the burnt offerings and other sacrifices were not acceptable. The reason for God's disapproval of the Jews' worship was related to their disobedience. They had forgotten or never knew what God told King Saul. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness as iniquity and idolatry. Thank you for listening. May God bless you.